نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Alhamdulillah, for the last few weeks we have been speaking about one particular hadith in which the noble ones expressed the things they liked from this world. Today we will speak about what Allah likes, what qualities Allah wants us to acquire in this lifetime. وَقَالَ جِبْرَائِيلُ And Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam said, يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ ثَلَاثَ خِصَالٍ Allah loves or likes three qualities from a human being. بَذْلُ الْإِسْتِطَاعَةِ وَالْبُقَى عِنْدَ النَّدَامَةِ وَالصَّبَرْ عِنْدَ الْفَاقَةِ The first thing that Allah likes from a human being is بَذْلُ الْإِسْتِطَاعَةِ To use the power that Allah has given to us to propagate, to promote, to implement the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It has been said in the glorious Quran, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى That a human being will be given a return for the effort that he puts in. If we put an effort towards this dunya, we will get the return in this dunya. And if we put an effort towards akhirah, we will get a return in this dunya and in akhirah. Islam is a religion that forces us to work, forces us to use our potential, our capabilities and our powers. It does not want this ummah to remain or to become stagnant. It does not want this ummah to stay at one position. And this is the sunnah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we study the nations of the past, we come to know that those rebellious and disobedient nations excelled in this dunya because they put their powers and their energies towards excelling in this dunya. So they made homes in the mountains. They plowed the fields in such a manner that has not been heard about even nowadays with all the technology. So Allah Rabbul Izzat sunnah is you put an effort towards anything and Allah will give you a return. It can be towards good or it can be towards bad. But if a person puts an effort towards bad, the return will be only in this world, but attached with a lot of misery. And if a person puts good towards his efforts towards good, the return will be in this world that is very, very short, and it will be in the life to come that is eternal. And the life a person will live in this world will be attached with tranquility and sakina. And we have to understand Allah has said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. That Allah does not charge a soul with something that is beyond his capacity. So the deen that Allah has given to us is a deen that is based upon yusr, based upon ease. If we cannot implement the orders of Allah or a certain order of Allah, that means it is a weakness on behalf of that human being. There is no deficiency, no weakness in the deen that Allah has sent down upon the Prophet of Allah. Sometimes we may be in an environment where a particular law becomes hard for the congregation or for the mess. That is a weakness of the people. They should create an environment, such an environment in which the laws of Allah can be practiced. And if a mandatory, a compulsory order of Allah cannot be practiced in a certain location or a settlement, then it is for the people to migrate from that place. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. The land that we see that is very vast and very broad, it is the land of Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. He makes the heir to this land from his people. It is up to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is the selection and the decision of Allah. So those people that come with very weak excuses and say that we cannot fulfill this command because we are living in 2006 and we are living in Australia, this excuse is not sufficient. It will not deliver this person from the ghadab and the wrath of Allah on the Day of Judgment. So we have to put our efforts that Allah has given to us. And our efforts, if we put it towards good, towards implementing the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is the primary, most important objective of a human being, Allah has promised the good of both worlds. In the past, we speak about the beautiful history of Islam and we brag about the history of Islam and about the achievements of the people of the past. But if we look at ourselves nowadays, that's the only thing that we have. It is the stories and the achievements of the people of the past. Nowadays, we have not even put an effort towards dunya. So that's why we rely upon the non-believers in the matters of dunya. If there is a product that has been introduced or created or made in a Muslim country and there is the same product that is made in a non-Muslim country, people will turn towards the non-Muslim country. If it has the stamp of a Muslim country, straight away, immediately we will think that there is some deficiency, something wrong with this product. So even in the matters of dunya, we have failed. And most of the Muslim ummah is pursuing dunya. But even in dunya we have failed, let alone akhirah. So we have to put our efforts towards akhirah, and that will give us the good of both worlds. And this is what Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying, بَذْلُ الْإِسْتِطَاعَ. That I like a human being, and in English we say not to be a bludger, in the slang term. That we like a human being to be a strong, hard-working person. The first field where he concentrates upon is the field of akhirah. And the second field, deen is not a religion that pushes us to live a monastic life, to live in the forest or to live in the jungle. There are five departments of Islam, and one of the departments is mu'asharat, one is mu'amalat. Yes, we have to live a comfortable life in this world. But the second field where we concentrate upon is the field of this dunya. We would like people to come towards us for spiritual guidance and for material guidance. For spiritual and material guidance. But the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam cannot excel, cannot prosper, if they only concentrate upon the second field without giving due importance to the first field, that is the primary field for the human being. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. The second thing that Allah Rabbul Izzat likes from a human being, and this is the Creator expressing His like, al-buqa, al-buqa, indan nadama.